smile replaced by an ashen mask of fear as she stared up from the lower bunk next to Tovey. Leaning forward a bit, Ulyssia glanced at the bunk above. Sister Armina, not nearly as old as Tovey or Cecilia, but closer to Ulyssia's age and still attractive, appeared haggard. With shaking fingers, the usually staid Armina wiped the blood from her eyelids. Across the confining walkway in the bunks above Tovey and Cecilia sat the two youngest and most self-possessed sisters. Ragged scratches marred the flawless skin of Sister Nikki's cheeks. Strands of her blonde hair stuck to the tears, sweat, and blood on her face. Sister Marissa, equally beautiful, clutched a blanket to her naked breast, not in modesty, but in shuddering dread. Her long, dark hair was a tangled mat. The others were older and adeptly wielded power tempered in the forge of experience, but both Nikki and Marissa were possessed of rare, innate, dark talents, a deft touch that no amount of experience could invoke. Astute beyond their years, neither was beguiled by Cecilia or Toby's kindly smiles or gentle affectations. Though young and self-assured, they both knew that Cecilia, Tovey, Armina, and especially Ulyssia herself were capable of taking them both apart piece by piece if they so chose. Still, that did not diminish their mastery. In their own right, they were two of the most formidable women ever to have drawn breath. But it was for their singular resolve to prevail that the Keeper had selected them. Seeing these women she knew so well in such a state was unnerving, but it was the sight of Marissa's unbridled terror that really shook Ulyssia. She had never known a sister as composed, as unemotional, as implacable, as merciless as Marissa. Sister Marissa had a heart of black ice. Ulyssia had known Marissa for close to 170 years, and in all that time she could not recall having ever seen her cry. She was sobbing now. Sister Ulyssia drew strength from seeing the others in a condition of such abject weakness, and in fact it pleased her. She was their leader, and stronger than they. The man was still banging at the door, wanting to know what the trouble was, what the screaming was all about. She unleashed her anger toward the door.
"Leave us. If you are needed, you will be summoned."
The sailor's muffled curses faded away as he retreated down the passageway. The only sound, other than the creak of timbers as the ship yawed when struck abeam by a heavy sea, was the sobbing.
"Stop your sniveling, Marissa," Ulyssia snapped.
Marissa's dark eyes, still glazed with fear, focused on her.
"It's never been like that before."
Tovey and Cecilia nodded their agreement.
"I've done his bidding. Why has he done this? I have not failed him."
"Had we failed him," Ulyssia said, "we would be there, with Sister Liliana."
Armina started.
"You saw her too? She was..."
"I saw her,"
Ulyssia said, masking her own horror with an even tone. Sister Nikki drew a twisted skein of sodden blonde hair back off her face. Gathering composure smoothed her voice.
"Sister Liliana failed the master."
Sister Marissa, the glaze in her eyes ebbing, flashed a look of cool disdain.
"She is paying the price of failure."
The crisp edge in her own tone thickened like winter's frost on a window.
"Forever."
Marissa almost never let emotion touch her smooth features, but it touched her face now as her brows drew together in a murderous scowl.
"She countermanded your orders, Sister Ulyssia, and the Keeper's. She ruined our plans. This is her fault."
Liliana had indeed failed the Keeper. They wouldn't all be on this cursed ship if it weren't for Sister Liliana. Ulyssia's face heated at the thought of that woman's arrogance. Liliana had thought to have the glory to herself. She had gotten what she deserved. Even so, Ulyssia swallowed at the memory of having seen Liliana's torment, and didn't even notice the pain of her raw throat this time.
"But what of us?" Cecilia asked.
Her smile returned, apologetic rather than merry.
"Must we do as this man says?"
Ulyssia wiped a hand across her face. They had no time to hesitate if this was real, if what she had seen had really happened. It must be nothing more than a simple nightmare. No one but the Keeper had ever before come to her in the dream that was not a dream. Yes, it had to be just a nightmare. Ulyssia watched a roach crawl into the chamber pot. Her gaze suddenly rose.
"This man? You did not see the Keeper. You saw a man?"
Cecilia quailed.
"Jagang."
Tovey raised her hand toward her lips to kiss her ring.